Okay, we should be back. We'll give it our normal couple minutes and let people file in here, and
we've got
of course
to do
we'll share it and everything.
We've got to do the round the room in the last episode, but people should know that we're the us three that are here now.
And yeah, it's the Three Ranger team.
Actually, I've noticed, surprisingly, because at the rate that we seem to get, like, new fans, like, I've noticed there are still people that are having trouble figuring out, like, who is who. And that's, don't misunderstand me, that's not me coming down on anybody, it's just the way that it is.
Right.
Like, because I've noticed, like, yesterday on the Discord, somebody got in and was like, Bill, come explain WWE. And I was like,
the fuck?
What?
You know, I was like, the fuck?
Yeah, I saw that too.
They
I
went
like,
to the wrong person.
I was like, I got this.
Oh, man.
So I went in and I gave a definition and everything. And then I was like, but if you want any kind of like fandom response from people that give a shit,
yeah,
you should probably look to someone else.
Yeah, you should talk to the S's, Shane, Scott, and Seth.
Yeah.
The triple S.
Yeah. I was like, you're not going to get too much out of me.
Yeah.
So the reason Daleks aren't going to be here is because our Doctor Who people aren't here except me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Doctor Who, the Whovians.
Whovians.
Who guys.
Yeah, who guys.
The who people.
The who guys.
Who?
They
who?
Who? They are they're Shane, Nick, Scott. So
Seth has a little bit of knowledge, but
I have a little bit, but like only two or three episodes worth. So I mean, yeah.
Plus the belt's just salt and pepper shakers. So
they are. They're so fucking
salt and pepper shakers with a plunger on the
they're
front.
They're so fucking dumb. It's just I feel like I don't shouldn't be in that episode because I'm just gonna sit here and be like, this is fucking dumb.
Give it a zero.
Give it a zero. It can't go up the stairs.
Hey, look, this one can fly now. Ah, cool.
Oh,
fucking
cool.
Throw a blanket on it
but
and fuck up its rotors.
But it can't fit through this fucking doorway, can it?
Yeah.
It's still got a fucking plunger.
Like, I detest what they are. They're
right.
So fucking dumb. But, just so you know.
Yeah, it's because
I probably won't be in that episode. Because it's not fair. Because I'm not a fan. I'm not part of the fandom.
It's
not the same thing as when we review costumes we haven't seen. I am a tokusatsu fan. I think, like Sentai.
I think you were there when we did the Doctor's costumes. So.
No.
I thought you chimed in a bit here and there, but that's it.
I was there for two of the pictures, and I was there at the very beginning to say, this is an episode where Bill shuts the fuck up.
Yep, and then he started up the recording and fucking walked away.
Yeah.
Because we were still over at Jeremy, so him and Jeremy were sitting in the computer room talking computer shit.
Yeah, because it wouldn't have been fair to me because, in my opinion, 80% of the Doctor's costumes are just clothes you can go get at a Goodwill.
Right.
Like, you can go to Goodwill and make a cosplay for a Doctor. So I'd have just been like, that's a three, it's a dude. That's a three, it's a dude. That's a three, it's a dude. Like,
that's a three, it's a chick.
Yeah, it just wouldn't have meant shit to me.
Right.
So I stayed out of it because I don't think that's right. I'm not going to come into a show where I'm not a fan of the material and just shit on it. Because even though we do a lot of shitting on material,
right,
it is in fun. Because we like Sentai stuff. We like
right.
all the kung fu. And we like the martial arts. We like the explosions. We like the monsters. And we realize there's a cheapness factor to it, and what we do is in fun. So I always stick to the idea that while we're going to trash this, we do so as fans having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I won't come into an episode and purposely shit all over the material in a scornful and hateful manner, which is all I would do. I wouldn't add anything to your Doctor Who episode, so I stay out of it. Because that should be handled with, if you're going to trash it, you should probably do so in the same way that we do our own shit.
Right.
They're grabbing the sword from the ground with the wrong hand.
The fuck?
The fuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This
yeah,
hand.
Shit like that.
That's
or
why
like,
I stay out.
Or
of
like
it.
When Hannah and I were watching fucking Cobra Kai, and the one girl fucking takes her jelly bracelet and puts it around her fist, and she starts fucking snicking like she's Wolverine, and we're like, no, no, fucking no.
Yeah, she must have. I saw that. Now look, if she would have. We're in Cobra Kai all of a sudden, but had she punched straight on with it, I'd have been able to be fine with that, because even plastic duds,
yeah,
they will pierce your fucking skin. They will hurt like a motherfucker. I knew that kid at school that got stabbed 14 fucking times with a pencil. Like,
yep.
I was there when that shit went down. Like, so, look, if it's got a point, it will stab you, but... Just because it has a point doesn't mean it will cut you like Wolverine claws.
Right.
All right, so around the room.
Yes, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
And it feels weird because nobody else is here, so Scott and I fucking switch chairs.
It's true.
So now I'm all the way in the back with my blind ass.
So
and
here
a comfy
we go.
Chair.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay,
we are moving first. Batman, 1967, 1968, Yvonne Craig, which...
Live-action Batgirl.
Five. Before, I'm just telling you, I love everything about Yvonne Craig. I loved her look in and outside the bat suit. I love this bat suit. In fact, they bring variants of this bat suit back many, 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 many times.
I think there's hints
in different aspects.
There's hints of it in that Gotham Knights that's going to be coming out.
This bat suit was basically recolored for our animated series.
Mm-hmm.
It's our bat suit. It's the one you grew up with. They just paint it yellow and black.
Yep.
It is. Even the mask is the same when you go to our animated series. This is the bat suit that we grew up with, just colored differently. I've seen variant takes on this, modernizing it for like the Batgirl in comic books that just finished, where that's very much what that was, that noir. It was a noir style take. The characters. Attitude was not a noir style take on that Batgirl. So, but that Batgirl costume, that's what it was. It was a modern day iteration of that concept. So this bat suit has more than survived the test of time a thousandfold, including that bat symbol. That's the bat symbol from our animated series.
Yep.
They did this shit right from day fucking one. Mm. Absolutely phenomenal. And her bat belt makes more sense than the Batman of this series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because his bat belt, not that either one of them are really actually practical, because they'll like reach in and pull a hairdryer out of that fucking little
right.
pouch. And I'm like, no, 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 no. But since I know the show's a joke, it's fine. You
right.
know what I mean? Since it's supposed to be like that. But it is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, she's got a little pupper.
Dude.
I almost didn't even notice the picture. I looked in the fucking chat, and I was about to be like, who the fuck threw a four? Who throws her shoe?
Oh, shit. Yeah, she just fit. She fit everything that was going down at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She really did. And in terms of the other characters on the show, I mean... I hate to say that Robin's costume is accurate, because it is.
Right.
And that's awful.
Yeah, I know.
He just looks, he looks awful. Like, and Batman doesn't look much better, but he gets away with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The motorcycle.
Yeah, she even had her own, and this is going to her, this isn't grading on the costume, but she had her own bat bike, which was different than theirs. And actually stood out because they were always in the car in the series, the bike, but they were pretty much literally...
There was
literally,
a boat, there was a helicopter, there was a...
Yeah, but a lot of that shit was utilized incredibly sparingly and mostly for, like, movie.
Yeah, there was a bike with a little sidecar.
And... Yeah, and Robin went to the hospital because of it.
Yep.
There was no brake on the fucking thing, and there was no steering contraption on it, and they unclipped that, and Batman pulled to the side like, I'm so cool, and Robin flew right into the fucking helicopter.
Yep.
Yeah, and her bike is actually cool in a way that,
And a hula hoop on the front?
It's supposed to be
like the windshield.
Yeah, that windshield is awful. It's the worst part of the bike. I wish this windshield was gone, because then her bike actually looks better than some of the rider bikes we've seen.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really sad, because the riders are all arguably cooler concept heroes than she is. that's so fucked. That's awesome. Okay. Look, you know what I said. I said five.
And I agree with it. It's a five.
Four.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna argue with you, just yeah, this is... They hit the ground running like crazy. So let's go over to 1997. Took a long time to get a Batgirl back on the screen.
And when we
finally got a Batgirl back on the screen...
Yeah.
Fucking Schumacher had it.
Now look. First problem. First fucking problem. Alicia Silverstone should not be Batgirl. That's problem number fucking one.
I mean, being Alfred's niece, okay.
That might be problem number two for me.
Yeah.
Because Batgirl exists. Batgirl is one of the first instances that creates a Bat family. Because Batgirl is outside of the family.
Yep.
She's not with them. She's Commissioner Gordon's daughter. And while that does bear a connection, that is the first time Batman has had to step outside of his social circle, his immediate social circle, and trust somebody else to come help him with situations. And later on, reveal himself to her into the point even further. This is what I mean. He had to step outside of his social circle. He hasn't even revealed himself to Gordon in most continuities.
Yep.
But he reveals himself to Batgirl. So that's very interesting. She's outside the family. So I don't think she should have been Alfred's
niece.
It's an okay twist to get her in the movie. It works, but I really disagree with it. And we're just talking movie now. We haven't even gotten into this costume.
The fact I like the idea of Alfred's niece helping out
right.
is a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's a good way to pull in a movie character when you don't have that long to tell a story. Because if you have to build trust right now, it's really hard to do it with that girl over there.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I can see them doing this is because it's like, I cannot fully see that Commissioner Gordon having a daughter.
Well, he could have a daughter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that Commissioner Gordon that we got in this series of movies, he was fucking awful.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I said I couldn't see him having a daughter.
I like that the chat's like, oh, he reveals himself to her in more ways than one.
We know.
Yeah, we know.
We do know, and... I know
we've seen it in the theater.
I know people got mad about that, but our series was hinting at that all the way back. Bruce Timm has been trying to put those two in the SmackDown for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years. And it wasn't just that. She's been almost lusting after the Bat since her initial conception. She was almost a rabid Bat fan. So, like, just saying, it's always been moving in that direction that at some point something was going to happen on a rooftop somewhere.
Yep.
But, I don't think her attitude was right.
No.
She doesn't seem exceptionally intelligent like Batgirl is supposed to be. Because Batgirl is supposed to have, I believe she has a pneumatic memory. Mm-hmm. She can literally recall almost, no, she can't recall seconds of the day. She has it's where she can recall things that she's seen, photographic.
Yeah.
Because it's not like where she can, it's not like Mr. Terrific where he can recall literally every second of any day he's ever been exposed to. Mm-hmm. She can't do that. But she can read a book and retain that information literally page for page for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
So she's supposed to be detective level, almost on Bruce's level.
Yep.
She's supposed to be incredibly intelligent. She's not supposed to be a biker girl.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be a gymnast, a world-renowned gymnast almost. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she was even scouted for the Olympics when she was training. She didn't go, but I think she was scouted for the Olympics at one point when she was training in her early life. So, like, there's supposed to be concepts here, and instead they made her, like, an angry biker chick.
That's because they took the chick from Clueless and said, here you fucking go, here's a suit.
Yeah. Now look.
We're gonna
do this.
We're gonna add a biker racing plot.
Because I've already stated some story things to add time to the episode that I don't like.
Right.
Let's talk about this fucking costume. Because that's what we're here to do. Let's talk about this fucking costume. This Nightwing ripoff piece of shit fucking costume.
Did she only get silver and black?
No. Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, because she wasn't put into the suit until
she
near the ass.
Yeah, she shows up after they get their new suits.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look. Batgirl hooker boots.
Yep.
Not my fucking thing. Don't care for it. With my Batgirl, the boots should be either right below the kneecap, or they should go up into kneecap guards, like in the 52.
Yeah.
That's as high as the boots should go. Hangy silver bat belt that serves no fucking purpose whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. Fuck that belt. Nightwing symbol on her chest. I guess fucking emphasizing that she has boobs? Also, no. not feeling it. Hooker gloves. Not feeling hooker gloves on Batgirl. They should not go all the way up to her motherfucking shoulder.
Yep.
And I'm not feeling the domino mask on my Batgirl. Give her a fucking cowl. In fact, what would have really helped this is if they'd have given her a cowl and out the back of the cowl had been red hair to hide her fucking identity. She
yep.
didn't have to be a redhead. They could have gotten away with that aspect. But they could have faked the idea that she was a redhead in costume to hide her identity.
Right.
That would have worked for me. I'm also not feeling the spikes on the gloves, but they're the most passable part of it.
We haven't gotten past the
yes
first image.
No, I was going
to
say.
We're about to.
I was going
to
say the spikes and the cape.
Okay, the cape is not awful.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have, like, the giant fucking 80 feet behind her fucking dragging it Batman cape.
Which I'm okay with
so,
that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because her cape in the original conception was not long like Batman's.
Right.
So I'm okay with that too. Yeah, I agree with that. Let's look at more of this thing. Oh, she does have two costumes.
Oh, fuck.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All the fucking
okay,
bat nipples.
But
just
look,
black.
Same fucking costume. So now we'll have to make the argument when we rate the costume.
It's black.
Black or silver? Which is better? We'll do that when we get there.
Right.
More of that. Yeah, that's right. They colored the inside of her cape. It's not just standard black.
Right.
It's got like a silver sheen.
Yeah.
It's not silver. It is black, but it's got like a sheen when it
yeah,
hits the
got
light.
Like, got almost like a matte type of a color to it.
Yep.
Yeah. You're not fucking Cloak. You're in DC, not Marvel.
I bet you she thought she was so cool.
Right.
There's no doubt in my mind. She put that costume on. She's like, I'm fucking hooker Batgirl. I'm so cool.
Although, to be fair with that last image, with the way that the fucking mask worked and everything, like, and even kind of in this one, technically, if they were to completely redo the costume, she could just be fucking Power Girl, like the OG Carol Danvers Power Girl. Because she's got the domino mask and all the fucking black everywhere and everything. Like, I could see that. But instead they said, no, we're going to take that, we're going to turn this into Batgirl, because fuck it, we need one.
I know what you're referencing with the cowl, but that's not actually a cowl. It's her biker helmet when she bikes for one scene in the movie.
Right.
Like, because I keep seeing it, I keep seeing people, Ronan.
Wait, did I say cowl? I meant cape. My
Ronan
bad.
Is like, seriously? No image with the cowl? I know what he's talking
what
about.
Fucking cowl.
There yeah. is a cowl, but she wears it for one scene. It's her motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Because it
yeah.
connects and wraps around. It connects to this headpiece, and she takes it off. It's when she's on the motorcycle. You do see a cowl.
So, yeah, it's for all of, like, 30 seconds, so there's probably not even, like, a fucking...
Not even a promotional image, so
right.
fuck it.
So, because she only wears that fucking thing when you're driving the motorcycle, she doesn't wear it in her actual fights at all or any other actual scene. It's literally so fucking throwaway. It'd be like if
she
we were to...
She throws it away in the movie.
Yeah, but look, it'd be like if we were to come in here and rate the Wolverine costume for Hugh Jackman. We've seen it, and that's all we ever did. We've seen it in a box. Just because you saw that cool helmet, he never wore that motherfucker. Now, she did. She wore it on a motorcycle. Yeah. She was safety first, okay? Yeah. Fucking OSHA standards did not get her.
Right.
But
she wore it on screen for a few seconds, then took it off.
But it still
doesn't mean she's driving the fucking bike.
It's not going to help her score. So let's rate this solid black costume where she's basically wearing. I also look, I've defended it other times, the corset thing. All right, I'll defend this one part this time. Only this time, the corset thing on her bat suit. While she's turned to the side, I may have figured out what they were liking about it. This could be like a batwing type of thing. See how it goes up and it's separated, each individual. If that was design conscious choice for why she wears that, that may be why they did this.
So yeah, like that portion. Yeah.
Because that would make a lot of sense to me. In fact, now that I'm looking at it, that may be exactly what the idea was with the corset thing. So, okay, I'm going to let that go. That's fine. So rate this thing.
3.
I'm rating the black, full black.
Yes.
Deuce.
Okay, she gets a 2. Right. Full black, I'm going to land it like a... Look, even fans of the material did not like this costume.
Right.
And I'm with them. I'm at like a... I'm a 1. Even as a fan of the material, this stuff is bad. Now, it's not the worst thing they could have done.
Right.
Because... I promise you, just give it time, and we will see, and I hate that this is true, we will see worse Batgirl outfits.
Right. Alright, well, altogether, she is a 2.
In fact, we've seen worse outfits in the comics.
Yeah.
Batgirl has went through some fucking uhs.
So the black costume got a 2.
Black costume got a 2.
Okay.
The costume is still a 3 for me.
0.
So now we're on this one.
Yeah, for me, it's the exact same fucking costume. They just changed up some of the coloring.
Yep. Ooh. For me, I go from a 1 down to like a 0.9. I think the silver hurts it. I think it's too offsetting. Yeah.
A 1.3.
But otherwise, it really was just the same fucking awful costume. Now we're going to 2002, Birds of Prey. This we did not see for very much.
Yeah.
And I didn't see at all.
It was in like one episode of the entire series. And this episode, okay, the series, oh, I think it was in two episodes. But this series is bad. It's really bad.
I can't believe that.
Like, it's so fucking bad. I bought this entire series. I was in this phase where I was like, I wasn't doing Netflix or anything. I was only buying series I wanted to see. And I saw this on a shelf when I was walking across to Walmart. And I was like, Birds of Prey, what the fuck is that? So I picked it up and turned it around. And on the back, it has her standing there looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Standing on the fucking back of the box. And it's like Birds of Prey, so-and-so, blah, 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 Barbara Gordon, this character, the yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, that's neat. And it also claims that Harley Quinn is in it. And I was like, well, this is bizarre. How did I never see this on TV? So I bought that motherfucker. And I took that motherfucker home.
And you put that motherfucker in. And then a little while later, took that motherfucker back to Walmart.
Well, I got about four episodes in and I was like, oh. What the fuck? I was like, this is fucking tragic. And then I started trying to get, like, just get through it. Like, I just fucking let it play. You know what I mean?
Right.
And after it played through the entire thing, I saw two episodes where this bat costume showed up. And it was true, because this is already being said, it was the Schumacher suit.
Mm-hmm.
Which they reused the Batman, they used the Batman suit too, but it looks more Keaton.
Right.
And it looks okay when it's in flashes in the dark and shit like that. And her, they modify it just enough to put that gold back in. They add the cowl, modify the cape. There's just enough change in the costume to make it its own thing, which made a huge fucking deal for this costume. So a TV budget took a movie prop and was like, this fucking sucks.
This Let's needs to look it. More like a normal Batwoman.
Yeah, and
Bat
then they
girl.
Used some TV money and somehow beat him.
Yep.
Now, that fucking series
sucks.
I'm going to tell you the best part of that whole fucking series.
This right here?
When you're able to take it out of the fucking DVD player and put it back on the shelf?
The best fucking part. The best fucking part of the entire series, hands down, without a doubt, everybody on YouTube should go see it. Everybody. As soon as you're done with this episode, you go on YouTube, because you're already there. You go on YouTube, and you fucking type in, Crisis on Infinite Earths, fucking Birds of Prey cameo, and you watch this universe fucking die! And then you will be as blissful as me about this fucking tragedy. Because it's so bad. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's, dude, she... I wish there was, and you're never going to get it, by the way, you're never going to get crystal clear images from this series, because the fucking series was awful. Nobody's remastering this series.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
They might at least do a transfer to Blu-ray, that's it.
No.
No.
Cost too much money to transfer this awfulness to Blu-ray. Too much.
Yeah, I can go to Walmart and buy a fucking spool of 100 DVDs for like $3. I'm just going to go and get like $30 worth of DVDs and go, here you go. Here's your fucking
Just go watch the series die. You'll be much happier.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the gloves, that's a big deal. The belt, it's way better. This corset thing is not the same corset. It's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically they took what they could get, the base of the costume from Schumacher's fucking movie, just like they were stealing other materials.
Right.
And they were like, okay. They were like, let's do this, and it's 1,000% better. It's really fucking good. if I see this as Blu-ray, I'm going to buy it and burn it.
Burn it. And he means set it on fire.
Let me save you the trouble. Take $20, put it in a can, put some lighter fluid on it, and there you go.
Yes, for
the question. We still got to do that with the Prince of Persia I bought for you guys.
For the question that came up, yes, this is a cameo in that series.
It's the lead actress in that show, not Batwoman over here. Batgirl. But it's the lead actress in the Birds of Prey hopping across the rooftops from the show that's got thrown into crisis.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah, no. this series has a cameo in the CW crisis, show. Yeah. But yes, this Batgirl was essentially a cameo in this series. Because they have her in like one episode, and then she leaves in the next episode, and it's over. Because the whole series, she's in a wheelchair, because it's in that point where she's Oracle. And there's one episode where they get her this machine that sends some sort of electric pulse that fixes her muscles and allows her to stand up and move, and she can do Batgirl for like one more night, and she goes back on the streets for like one episode, and then it's over, and then they get rid of it. So they spent all this money to make that bat suit, which I'm going to tell you right now, had that bat suit and this Batgirl been in her own series back then, ran by the same kind of concept as they do with the CW, I would watch this. That is a solid fucking costume as compared to other bullshit I have seen. And I'm positive that she would have fit right in with things like the CW shit that they do now.
I'm going to give this Batgirl.
Oh, and not that I guess it's a huge deal, but there's a cowl. There's a cowl that was part of the fucking costume, not a cameo cowl.
4.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Because we have seen very few Batgirls, fucking 3 of them, which only accumulated to about 4 fucking costumes. If Yvonne gets a 5, I'm going to put her at like a 4.7. Because in terms of Batgirl, this is the best modern thing we've ever seen. God, that's sad.
Yeah.
And what year was this show?
Like 2007, 2011.
Okay. Either way, 4.23 repeating.
Please, DC. Fucking please. I saw that you put Batman in them Titans. I saw that you fucking put Batman back on the screens. I see that you're taking liberties with the Batman. I see that you're trying some new stuff. Please, 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 please bring her into your DC app. All I need is one episode, one look, one fucking look. We understand that she can be cool. Let me see a fucking decent Batgirl. Put her in the fucking Titans. Have her make a single fucking episode appearance where she fucking shows up to help the Robins or something. Do something with her. Or maybe she can be something that moves against Batman, because I hear he's got a hell of a fucking story arc running. I've only seen like fucking 3 episodes of it, and then I saw the entrance of Batman, and I saw an argument between, like in a clip, an argument between basically Wayne and Dick Grayson, and look, I'm interested. I just don't want to buy a whole new app, another fucking streaming service on top of the fucking 4 I have.
Right. No, I get that one.
Because look, I have Netflix, because I watch a couple things on there. I have Hulu. Essentially, that's for Michelle. Because she watches fucking old biddies and shit like that.
Yep, nope, same with me, because Hannah loves to sit around and watch all the drag queen shows.
Yeah. Okay, yep. See, yeah, my lady, she watches fucking Golden Girls and shit on there, and all the cooking shows are on there.
Right.
And then I have a third fucking streaming application. I have CBS, because, look, Star Trek, I'm sorry, they got me. I wish they wouldn't have got me, but they got me.
But at least there's other good shit on there, too. So.
Yeah. So then, the fourth one that I would end up having to get, or sorry, the yeah, Yeah, so the in order, I would have to add a fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because I've got...
A fifth, actually, if you include that sooner or later somebody's going to goat me into watching that Mandalorian and I'm going to have a fucking Disney app. Five fucking streaming apps. Welcome back to cable. Oh, yep. And did you know that you can't fucking watch... Now, this is the thing, because I just ran into this with Gwen. I was going through the series with her watching Pokemon. We got to the end of the Pokemon series, which, by the way, is not the end of the motherfucking first season. That's bullshit.
Right.
Fuck you for that. The season just stops abruptly right before the fucking eighth gym, because they count that as the full series, the full season on fucking Netflix. They stop right as he's like, I'm going to the eighth gym to get my last badge. We're done. And I was like, you bitch. You fucking bitch. So I go around to the streaming services and I find it on Hulu. There's a Pokemon channel on Hulu. But guess what? You gotta buy a streaming service for just Pokemon. There's a Pokemon channel for Hulu that has all of it, but you gotta buy it. Another fucking streaming service in a streaming service.
Right. Did you try checking Crunchyroll? Do they have it?
I haven't tried yet.
Okay,
all I did was look at the stuff that I had on hand
right.
when the show ended, because this happened like a couple days ago.
Right.
And now I've gotta like fix it.
Because, yeah, I was going to say either Crunchyroll or Funimation will probably have it. But
we're done with Batgirl.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just doing it Batgirl?
Yeah, she'll get her own episode, because it's already 48 after, so we'll bullshit for 10, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Right.
Bullshit.
No, I'm kind of in the same boat, because I have the Netflix, which I've now upgraded for the fucking the Ultra HD shit, because they want to charge you an extra $3 for that. So I said, okay, I'll go from 13 to fucking 16 a month, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I got the Hulu, which I pay for the extra for no ads. And then we have the Disney Plus, but it's her cousin's account, so we just have that password. I got the password from my stepsister for the CBS. I pay for the YouTube Premium, because then I get, like, the music thing, like Spotify and that, and just fucking do that.
Okay.
As well as no ads on YouTube, because thank fucking God for that shit, especially now when it's, fucking, did you know that this politician is a piece of shit? Yes, all politicians are a piece of shit. Tell me fucking something I don't know.
You have just blown my mind.
By the way, this just in, water is wet. Like, what the fuck? So I don't need to listen to that fucking dog shit or any of the other fucking 800 ads I know I'd be getting. Come on down to GameStop. We're gonna set you up with a payment plan for your fucking brand new Xbox and PlayStation. We'll set it up, payment plan, because that's what we're doing now, because we're GameStop. Please buy our shit.
Dude, yeah,
and we're
going to
close down
that.
400 more stores.
Right.
Yeah, it's over 400. I heard the number is like 480 something or some shit. I don't know the exact number. I'll be honest about that. But I was I watch a couple of people that report on GameStop. That's pretty much what they cover.
Right.
They cover like a lot of the inside corporate shit and whatnot. Like what's resurfacing? What's going to go away? How much is surviving? That kind of shit. Because I'm watching them because I watched a couple foundations in my life disappear that I never thought were going anywhere, like Toys R Us. It's just something that I always thought was going to be there. So now I'm kind of watching these companies that were always around, one of them that I see on the way out is GameStop. So I'm trying to watch to see if they're going to try to find a way to subvert that into something else, and they'll still be alive, but they won't be what we knew them as. Because like Toys R Us is not gone,
right?
It basically restructured.
It's gone from
the
U.S., yeah. Everywhere else in the world, it's still fine.
It basically restructured.
It's kind of like Sears. Like, Sears is gone, but it's not gone.
I think they're trying to make a comeback with this Gregory whatever.
And I already did that episode. That still stands. Anybody that wonders, that episode still stands. I still stand by what I said. GameStop has not gotten a single fucking penny from me in a very fucking long time, and there's a reason for that. I said in that video, I believe it's called GameStop No More, Fandom with Reploid Bill, I said they will never receive another penny until I see a difference in their corporation. Once they can prove to me that their ethics have changed, I will give them pennies. Until then, let them drown.
Yeah, speaking of pennies, I got to figure that shit out. So now that I got the new TV and everything, I went out of my way. I bought a new PS4 controller, so I finally have one after it being broke since Doom Eternal. That's how long that shit has been fucking busted. And I was trying to play...
See, you say EB Games in Canada is better. Isn't the EB Corporation, isn't that owned by GameStop?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking Funko or whatever the fuck it's called?
Electronics Boutique was bought out by GameStop.
Yeah, I think GameStop...
Although, actually, I think it was the other way around. I think EB bought GameStop, but they changed all the stores to being GameStop because the name was more popular.
Is that the way that happened?
I think that's how it went, yes.
See, I haven't looked into that stuff.
But
know,
then again, what do I know?
I thought for sure that EB was somehow the same corporate branch.
Right. No, I'm almost certain they are. It's kind of like how, what is it? It's
over here.
I think it's KFC, Pizza Hut, and fucking Taco Bell.
They're a corporation
called
Yum.
They're all owned by Yum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I know Northwood's
because
for a
while.
Because
here in the fucking corporate world, you don't actually have... You don't actually have choices. You just have like five major fucking companies that found very sneaky ways to make it look like there was competition out there.
Right.
Like, you could eat at McDonald's, or you could eat at this place, or you could eat at, you could eat at like Taco Bell, or you could eat at KFC, or you could eat at fucking Pizza Hut, but in all honesty, you're just paying the same fucking corporation the money, so you're not actually picking what restaurant you want to succeed. You're not. It's not like that. That world doesn't exist.
Let's see. Parent company is NeoStar.
That's
Retail
a long
Group.
Ass name.
That
there.
Dude has a long motherfucking name.
Right. But no. The parent company for GameStop from '94 to '96 was NeoStar Retail Group. Then Babbage's etc. took it over in '96 till '99. Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
The parent company to GameStop from 1999 until 2004 when they took out their own shit was motherfucking Barnes & Noble.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But let's see. Subsidiaries of GameStop. Babbage's, EB Games, EB
see,
Games Australia, Game Informer, Geeknet, Micromania, Think Geek, Zing Pop Culture, and Rhino Video Games.
Yep, EB.
So, yeah. After they became their own shit and got away from Barnes & Noble, they said, hey, EB, come here. And took them motherfuckers over.
But it's hard to know nowadays. You
right.
don't know who the fuck is...
You don't know who owns who.
And like him right here, he's like, the hell is Barnes & Noble? Well, that... yeah. That's just like my grandma was part of a strange corporate takeover when she was in Alabama. She was working for Hardee's,
mm-hmm.
and literally one day, because she told me, she called and said, "Well, I don't have a job," and I said, "You got fired?" And she said, "No, I don't even know what happened. Some guy walked in, had a nice business suit and everything. He walked in, he had a set of papers with him." And he walked up to the front counter, and she was like, can I help you? And he was like, yeah, you can close the doors. And she said, excuse me? And he says, well, we just bought this restaurant and the franchise wing that controls it, and we're shutting it down. We're going to turn it into a Jack's. And she was like, and who are you? And he's like, I'm from Bama Corporation. It's
wow.
like Bama, B-A-M-A.
Right.
And he just walked in and said, your shit is done.
Yep.
Step the fuck out. And that's how quickly her job was fucking done. And she was like, so do I work for Jax now? And he's like, you can reapply.
Wow.
Just fucking hard fucking fuck you from
right.
that dude.
Now, because I can't think of what it is, but I mean, that could have just been like a franchise thing. Because I know there's like a dude named Terry or some shit like that. And he owns pretty much like 80% of the McDonald's franchise.
It's Terry Clark.
Yeah.
Terry Clark Family Restaurant owns the Terry Clark Family Restaurant group
yeah.
owns literally He owns 17 McDonald's locations in our general area. We don't we don't have a McDonald's in our area.
Right.
Those are actually Terry Clark family restaurants because they're a franchise called Terry Clark's.
Right.
Yeah, because I worked directly for him. I knew Terry Clark personally.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking rode in his car. His license plate says Big Mac.
Yep. Yeah. Because I remember for a while there at the call center I was working at, because it ended up being like a couple of big-name companies, they would actually talk about him, because one of them was a fast food joint, and they were like, yeah, no, fucking Terry Clark, he does kind of the same thing, like for, you know, different companies and shit like that, and he's got like this for McDonald's and this for something else and this for something. I was like, okay, now I get the idea of the whole franchise bullshit, where even though it says it's McDonald's or KFC or Walmart or whatever the fuck, it might not be owned by them.
Yep.
It might be somebody who's basically paying leasing fees for the name and just running the store like it's a part of the corporation.
Yep, because I was one of his managers, and there was weird shit where like we'd get a book and the book would be from corporate, so it would be like from a McDonald's hand down that would say these are the rules, and then he would come in behind him and he would be like, hey, okay, so, you'd get a book, and the book would state these specific rules. Then he would hold meetings, so he'd come into your restaurant, and he'd be like, about that book that we received last week. He'd be like, I need general management staff to step out here, and you go out into the lobby and sit down, and he'd be like, these four things we're not doing.
Yep.
And I'd be like, but it's...
It's in the handbook, and he goes, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And you'd be like, but isn't that... No. This is not a McDonald's restaurant. It's Terry Clark Family Restaurants. We're not doing this. And he'd point out like three or four things, and he'd just be like, just mark that out of the book. Don't reference it. We're not doing it. We don't promote it. We won't sell it. Just shit like that. So it was weird to be in that world at a high enough level to be directly associated with him.
Right.
Now, other people that had my job, they didn't associate with him. It was just my location was different. I was on Scenic Drive,
right?
Which was a general manager store. So there was one of the corporate heads from the office, from his offices, ran our store 24 hours a day. And I do mean 24 hours a day, because when she would leave, she would come in every single day at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
She would run the breakfast crew. She would tell you what she expected, and she would leave. Then if I was sitting there at like 7 o'clock at night and there was nothing to do and there was nobody there, the next thing that would happen, and this was really bizarre, the phone would ring. So I'd go in the back, and I'd pick it up and be like, hello, McDonald's, yada, yada. And she'd be like, yeah, Bill, you need to keep an eye on your people. And I'd be like, excuse me? And she's like, well, I'm watching the security cameras, and you have two people in the back just talking. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? We don't have anybody here. Like, there's nobody here. Like, the mall is closed. There's no traffic. We might get some people around 8. And she was like, well, then they can go home.
Yeah, they can either go home, or if you're expecting a rush, tell the motherfuckers to pick up a mop.
Yeah, she would watch the cameras all day. We were what was considered a high-level store in the Terry Clark family restaurants, but we were a, quote, McDonald's, but we were not a McDonald's, because he would stop by periodically and tell us what we're not going to do.
Right, kind of like over in that location over by the mall, there's a couple of Shell gas stations that are over there, but they're not actually Shell. They're owned by a guy named Mr. McDonald. Like, I can't think of his first name. So they're considered McDonald's Shells. So if you go in there, they're nothing like the actual corporate Shell gas station that I worked at here in town a long time ago. Like, if you went over there, shit would just be fucked up. Nothing would be cleaned. Like, that motherfucker was literally on the verge of, like, getting every single one of his stores shut down. Because he'd just hire a motherfucker on, you know, handshake. And, yeah, no, my cousin used to work here, not realizing that the cousin that worked there just got fired.
I know what you're talking about.
Sold cigarettes underage.
I know what you're talking about.
And
that's over there by the mall as well. There's one of them. It was right across from us, actually. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, because he had that one. He had the one over by the other mall. And then he had one in, like, I think it's over by the college. But, yeah, he had, like, a couple of them. And motherfuckers kept getting in trouble for selling cigarettes to underage kids. And literally the city kept telling him, look, you do that shit again, we're just going to shut down all your fucking stores. We're going to come in with the health department and the fucking, what is it? It's tobacco and firearms and all that, ATF. We're going to bring them in, and we're just going to shut down the stores and gut your fucking store, and you're dead. Like, there's nothing. You can't own another business in the entire town. Because I remember Jeremy was working for him at one point in time, and literally he knew the dude because he would come in from time to time. And Jeremy would sit and talk with him, and I remember Jeremy telling me, he was like, yeah, no, he told me one day that, yeah, we need to watch our shit, because otherwise every fucking store is being shut down. And it's like, fucking what now?
So what you guys have just experienced, because I've been watching the, I've been watching the stuff over here at the chat, that was What's Up Fandom Night, a show that pretty much is closed now and doesn't do anything. This was another show we used to have on this channel, and then it got its own channel and whatnot, where we just talked bullshit for like fucking 2 hours. We would just hang out and talk about
shit.
If you are legitimately interested in us talking, because right now we're just sticking to in terms of the costumes, we're sticking to live action. If you're interested in us going a little further, looking at some costume designs from the comics, looking at animated series designs, we can do that over time, but we haven't set to that yet. We figured the first and easiest thing would be to knock out the live-action American superheroes, the primaries, the ones people know, not like fucking Comet Man or whatever. But we'll get there, too, eventually, I'm sure.
Right.
Because our show is never-ending.
Yeah. We're going to be doing this shit when we're floating brains in jars going, I remember back when I had a body.
But yes, we will get into a lot of other things like that as time goes on. Right now, the first thing we'd like to do is knock out some live actions. So yeah, Batgirl could easily come back and we could talk her animated stuff later on. But for right now, that was the end of the show, guys. Yep.
Shane's not here, so bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.